Go ahead and look up how to be happy. Actually, don't bother, because I'm going to tell you what you'll find. Eat nutritious foods. Exercise every day. Get fresh air. Take long walks in nature. Meditate. Find a hobby. Take time for yourself. Read a book. Listen to music. Get up early. Spend time with friends. Play. Do yoga. Practice gratitude. Get enough sleep. Does that about cover it? I suppose that's solid advice. If you're living at a spa resort with no kids, work, house, or responsibilities to tend to, that all sounds entirely doable. For the rest of us, get real, people. I have a little more free time now that my kids are older, but when I had littles, I was lucky to get a peanut butter and jelly sandwich scrap and a 5-minute shower. Spending time with friends? That'd require a sitter. Listen to music? Sure, if you count the cartoon music. Meditate? Kind of hard to do when someone is tugging on your leg yelling, "Hey, Mommy!" If chasing a toddler across the play area before he tumbled head over heels counted as exercise, then check. And sleep? You're kidding, right? Even now that they're somewhat independent and off to school, I'm still finding it difficult to practice all those wonderful happiness habits because, here's the thing, I know what I am supposed to be doing, according to the experts, but there's something getting in the way. I'm thinking the key to lasting happiness isn't so much in a yoga pose, but in clearing up enough headspace to even be able to think about yoga in the first place. Because that's what it boils down to, isn't it? Creating the space to make those habits part of our everyday routines. The trouble isn't knowing what to do. It's finding the energy and the time to do it. So that's where we begin. We focus on what's draining our time and energy. After all, one can't learn how to sail the seas if she's drowning in the ocean. A proficient sailor might be shouting all the rules of great sailing to me, but it doesn't matter. Shut up and throw me a life buoy, would you? I'm drowning, for Pete's sake. That's exactly how I've felt for a while now. Like I'll be able to focus on cultivating all those wonderful happiness habits as soon as I get my head above water. Just let me get to safety, then I'll be happy. Still, the waves keep coming and time keeps moving, so it looks like I'd best learn to swim instead of waiting for that buoy. Motherhood itself is a kind of beautiful chaos. The life I knew before is gone, and in its place is wild love like I never imagined and ferocious worry like I've never known. Sure, there is some material clutter that seems to inevitably come with children, but far worse is the emotional and mental clutter that unfortunately seems to also be an inescapable part of modern-day mothering. If I only find happiness in the serene, worry-free, perfect moments of life, I'm afraid I'll find very little happiness. If I am to give my children the gift of a happy mother, I must learn to find happiness amidst the chaos. Just so you know, this isn't my first rodeo. I've tried to tackle this before, and it went like this. I decide I am, once and for all, going to do everything I must do to be happier. I sit down with my paper and pen and begin a list, because all good things begin with a list, right? I put all the things on this list that I mentioned in the opening paragraph of this chapter because that's what they say will make me happy, and the internet can't be wrong. So, I then make a notebook of charts for myself because it's good to keep track of important things like this. If I check off a box for the day, I'll know I've done it, and knowing I've done it will make me happier. I have my list, and I have my charts, one exercise chart, one meal plan chart, one play chart, one spending time outdoors chart, one meditate chart, one sleep chart, one gratitude journal. How can I possibly fail?